Todd Brockwell, Todd, T-O-D-D, Brockwell, B-R-O-C-K-W-E-L-L. Date of birth is 6/21/1977. This is for date of service 3/23/2023. Mr. Brockwell is a 45-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 1 diabetes management. He was recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in January or February of 2023. There's a question of his possibility of having type 2. He was diagnosed with diabetic ketoacidosis after his mom found him passed out in the shower. He also has a history of anxiety and depression, hypertension, and GERD. For his diabetes, he has Onlantis 36 units once daily and Humalog 8 to 12 units three times a day with each meal. Plan number one, for his type 1 versus type 2 diabetes, I believe the patient is type 1 diabetic. The patient states that he has a family history of type 1 diabetes. The patient's mother is type 1 diabetic, as well as his brother is type 1 diabetic. At this point, my plan is to keep him on insulin injections, multiple daily injections, until we figure out his endogenous insulin production status. And therefore, we will keep him on Lantus 36 units once daily and Humalog 8 to 12 units three times a day with meals. Next number, I will also prescribe the Freestyle Libre 3. The patient checks his blood sugar four times per day. He makes frequent dose adjustments to his insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. Next number, I will also recommend a cardiology evaluation upon review of his blood work from his admission with diabetic ketoacidosis. The patient's BNP, N as in Nancy, was noted to be elevated, and he needs to be evaluated for a history of congestive heart failure. Next number, I will see the patient in 1 month for follow-up to reassess his glycemic control after making the above changes. Next number, follow-up with primary care provider, Dr. Sharma. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.